we have a problem. We want very, very, very much to be what Hashem put us here to be. We want to be good. We want to fulfill our mission in life. We want to be complete. Do everything right. Treat people properly. Remember Hashem. Have vital emunah. All these good things. There's a little problem with this aim, our goal. One little problem. It's called the other side. The other side gets in the way a lot.
Oh, the other side's having a wonderful time.
Yeah, it's like it gets in the way. Can't move. Person gets hit, he feels like there's a mountain. I really want to be good, but like, it's not happening. But we don't realize that what fuels the other side is stupid things we do in this lifetime, especially in earlier lifetimes. We did some stupid things. So Rebbe said, "Bihaftal recha kamocha." You have to love the bad that you hit, and it's hard for you. Whatever you're attacked with, whatever your difficult circumstances are, you have to love that. Because kamocha, look what you did. Look how much kindness Hashem is doing for you. Just finding it this way, and now you can get through life in this manner, and well, everything clean. So it's such a beautiful sentiment to say, wow, that's so beautiful. But when I'm hit, I'm beset upon with all these crazy fears and worries, and who knows what, I have a hard time holding on to that. So then the person becomes the, if you want to be involved with people, if you want to be part of their heretz, for like this, if you want to have their heretz also means being involved with people, speaking to people. Now, the Vilna Gaon points out, it says, one of the 48 ways to receive the Torah is a little bit of their heretz, mute their heretz, diminish their heretz, because if you're going to be too involved, so then you don't have time for anything. You don't have time. I just don't have time. I don't have time. Didn't you watch Ransom Rav Avram, 10 million friends on Facebook and like 2 million photos to look at? It's like, that's a daily dose. I can't do it. It's too much. You know, it's just way too much. Impossible. So how can you live? You have to remark about something. It's like impossible. It becomes really impossible. So then what do? You have to sort of diminish. That's on a simple level. Otherwise, you won't be able to learn anything. But this may be a little bit of a deeper way of understanding, which is that if you're too involved in their heretz, if you're too involved, I'm too involved in what's going over me in the world and how easy or how hard things are, I can't learn even when I'm theoretically able to because I'm too taken up, my thoughts are taken up with, I don't know what, all sorts of things which are just holding me back from being able to focus. I can't focus. If I want to do is bodily connecting to God, I can shout, I can try, but I have to be able to go out into the field, like even if I have the opportunity, I have to be able to say, okay, I'm going to get up, I'm going to go, I'm going to ask, I'm going to beseech. If I can't open my mouth, I can't move because I feel just crushed by who knows what's going on. It's very, very hard for me to, I just can't move. And I'm hit with all these things. The only way to answer them is to daven. And I just can't daven. So what do I do? So Nassim has many things to say about this. One thing he says, first of all, you have to focus on Hashem's kindness. Hashem's kindness is eternal. He's waiting for us. He wants to hear from us. So is that on the one hand, like he says, the Zohar says, a person's about tshuva. He said, I want to do tshuva. I want to change negative patterns and behaviors that I've done. Very often stupidly. Sometimes I didn't know better. Whatever it is, I made some big mistakes. So Zohar says, when you're a real about tshuva, he says, a person's going to feel like, I can't believe, what did I do to my life? I trashed my life. So the Zohar says, on simcha, on renana, if you want to connect to God, you need joy. You need joyous song. Where is that? How can you find that? And also do tshuva. So you have to realize, the Zohar says, that Hashem is waiting for your tefillah. Hashem is waiting for our avoda. Hashem's waiting. He wants our avoda. So you say, yes, it's true. I am what I am. But Hashem's waiting for my avoda. So let me try to do it. That's one very, very important thing of Nassim. Just focus on the great kindness that Hashem does and realize that it makes a difference. He gave in our hands tremendous power. The world is ours. We can do whatever we want with it. The artios, the materialism, being steeped in materialism. So on the one hand, it's very, very powerful. Every motion, every move, everything we do has ramifications that we can't even begin to understand. So I have to say, well, Hashem, look at what He's done until now, how much He's helped me. I can do tshuva by actually see, well, you know, this is wrong, this is right. There are people, they don't know what, like, they don't know. They just don't know. They don't have the schus. Rabbi says the heart is stone. We have to have a schus to have the light can reach the heart, enter, get in. Otherwise, it can be stone. And I don't even mean necessarily someone who's observant or not observant, because there's also different people. So you can meet someone also who's very observant, but he has no connection to Hashem really in a deep way. And Revolvi said this also. It's a well known score. It's a well known problem. It's one of the reasons why the Muslim movement began. And certainly in Chassidus, we're working on this idea for more years even. Which is that a person can be, you know, the famous joke. Revolvi, he said it as a mussel. People said it as a joke. He says as a mussel. He says, like, the Yitzhak Bach, you say, when do you think about Hashem? He says, when do I have time for Hashem? I'm very busy in the morning. I have to get for davening, and then I have to go learn, and I have to eat breakfast, I have to eat lunch, after this, after that. Kitzur, by the end of the day, I have to go to sleep. When does Hashem, where does Hashem come in? And that's many people, that's their life. Even if he's doing his dafayomi or whatever he's doing, or even learning all day, and he just doesn't have space, he's not making space for God. It's a very, very easy thing to do. So the first thing is to realize, thank you Hashem, every nikud, every good point that I want, that I care. It's very, very precious, very important, that I'm interested. So I have the body is not interested in anything. Against my ruts, and I have this body holding me back. But I want good things. I want Hashem. I want to connect to you. So that's a one way of opening things up. Because it's very hard. I'm set upon, but you know what? Okay, Hashem, I want you. I see your kindness. Being able to recognize the kindnesses. That's one very, very important thing. There's another thing Ramosin says. It says in the verse, Chavi kimat rega ad yabuzah. Wait just a moment until the wrath passes. He said, you have to know you only have this moment. You only have one moment. He said, if a person, he said, there's something called in the Zohar, Yeshichas Akrav, or nothing says. It's the bite of the scorpion. The scorpion's bite, he says, very simple. It's this confusion. This person gets confused. It gets bubulian. It gets all sorts of thoughts which are not productive to connecting to Hashem or to being a normal human being. So he says, he starts getting thoughts, wild thoughts. He said, if a person focuses on how he messed up earlier or how things could have been different, who knows what, all these non-productive thoughts, what happened before, and also non-productive thoughts on what can maybe happen in the future, he said, he's going to lose his mind. He said, he's going to be mishtakeh, he's going to go crazy. So he said, you have to just hold on to this minute. He says, that this eighth of the Rebbe says, of Hayom Kol Tishmo, that just, if you'll just listen to my voice today, that the Rebbe says, now! Focus on Hashem now, not tomorrow, not yesterday, doesn't matter. The Rebbe says in the Tzicha, sorry, he says it so beautifully, he says, yesterday and tomorrow, hold Hashem back from Hashem. He said, if you live now, then you can serve Hashem. And tomorrow also now. Just now, I have to live right in this second, right in this instant. He says, this is an Eitzah, you can have a person who's the most far person from God, who knows where he is, who knows where he's been, who knows what difficulties he has, and he can also serve Hashem. Because he says, in this second, I connect to Hashem. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, not this, not that. Wherever I am, I can accept Hashem in this instant. That's why I want Hashem.
And for that, they've taken that philosophy and turned that around so that in 12-step programs such as Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, they say, just for today, I'm not going to do such and such. I'm not going to do my bad behavior just
Absolutely.
For today. Especially when they're really being tempted.
It was in print, Rabbi Nachman writes it, I don't know the dates. Kudmaran, first edition, Torah 275. Hayom Mikol Tishmo, that verse means, right now, this second. Being renewed, feeling renewed. He says a lot, and thus there's a lot to say about this.
And it saves millions of people.
It's a very powerful idea, it's a very powerful thing, and you can... It's up to you. It's really up to you. It's the opposite of being more. That's what I was saying about being more Uruv with the Brias. The person's involved with people, especially with things that are hard. This one did this one didn't do this thing, that one, the other thing. Who knows what? All sorts of claims and contemplations. I don't know exactly what. And it's holding back when he could do. Do what you can. The person says, you know, I could learn 7 daf a day. Be you. So that thought holds him back from even learning daf a day. Even daf yom, even one daf a day, he won't learn. Why? So if you could learn 7 daf a day, one daf is no big deal. No, either 7 or nothing. Why? Do what you can. That's a very strong. So do what you can now and try and learn and hope and work on it and try. But that daf should never be. And everyone is in his own place. What can I do? Maybe I can make a bracha with kavana. Maybe I could remember Hashem on the way. Maybe I could think a little bit thoughts about Hashem. I have to really, really be able to focus, really wake myself up to the opportunity of the moment. That's really what it comes down to. This second, there's no future because you don't know what's going to happen in the future. There's no past because the past is over with. It's done. Goodbye. So what are you, why be there? Be here. And that's what Nassim, that's really what he says.
His stories say that too. Rabbi Nachman knew a lot of stories. Mm-hmm. He said, fairy tale type stories, but that's a common thing in all of his stories.
Absolutely. Just giving, never giving up and keep on trying, even though it's impossible. Yes, and we can explain the first story in light of this. That's very true. That first story, he's searching for the Bas HaMelech, he's searching for the king's daughter, and that's the king's daughter, revealing Hashem in the world, Nachman says. And that's this idea that all of my crazy thoughts are what hold me back. You have an opportunity to go forward. We have an opportunity, you know, it's like, there was a certain young man who was copying his Rebbe, big Rebbe. So the Rebbe said, you know, if you want to copy a Rebbe, you have to also not do what the Rebbe's don't do. You have to also refrain when it's in a good way, sometimes you're refraining from something, it's like you're killing yourself. I'm dead, but I won't take that cigarette. I won't take that cupcake, but I'm dying. I can't, you know, I won't do it. So then, that's not what we mean. The guy, he's in a place where he doesn't care. He says, if you can't do that, then there's no point in imitating something. It can be good, it depends. Very often, it's just the person thinks he's somewhere where he's not.
But he's a good start.
He's trying. It depends on the person, really. It's also true. Sometimes the person, at least he's emulating something. At least he's trying. At least he's making an effort, doing something. That's what I can do right now. Good. But you have to know, that's not my avoda. This person has his avoda, and I have my avoda. I can't copy, you know... The Kamara talks about this. People get up late to davening. The guy davens even after Chatzos. He said, well, this Rebbe. He said, this Rebbe is crying copious tears. He's also not feeling well. He doesn't have any car. He's really older. He's crying. His whole davening is like tearful. Tearful davening. And your davening is the same as it would be at 8 a.m. What are you davening at 1 o'clock? Why? Well, I don't know. The Rebbe says about making lechayims before at the Fabrangans. He said the problem was it changed. It used to be the head of lechayim to warm things up and get things going, and then he spoke Torah. Then became lechayim was the main thing, and the Torah was at his less importance. Says, that's not so valuable anymore. It's not kedai. Why are you doing the lechayim? Same thing. A person every
now that's a major problem.
Yeah. Well, there are different pathways. That's the Rebbe. The Rebbe had that pathway for sure. There are other pathways too, but it is definitely a worry. I mean, the Chabadsky Rebbe said no more than 4 cups of vodka. You drink 4 cups of vodka, you're not a Mishloach anymore. You're finished. You're out. Up to 4, that's enough. Too much. You can get stone drunk. Again, so if you need to say that, you're really, what does that tell you about people? I mean, if that's quite a lot. That's not bad. 4 cups of vodka is okay. You're doing all right. You didn't have exactly an abstinent night. I mean, you're doing great. So, like, how much more do you want? No, I want 8 cups. Like, what do you, like, you know? It's like unbelievable. So, the whole story there. He's searching. Here he is. He has this. The Batzmel says, "Don't eat in one day. Fast. Refrain from materialism. Separate yourself from materialism." And he's just not holding by it. Falls away and he falls asleep. And the sleep, like the Rebbe says, the Rebbe goes to the same thing. Sleep can mean, sleep means he's awake. He's wide awake, but he's not really, like we said, I don't have time for a shot. I'm learning, I'm davening, everything. Shana, I'm blowing this over, everything according to the rule, the exact halacha, I do all the halachas. But I'm completely divorced from God. Utterly divorced. I have nothing to do with God. Not part of my life. Part of my life is this and money and whatever. That's my life. And also, I learn, that's what I do. What do you mean? That's what I do. So it's the same. And again, he has another chance. Wakes up eventually, and he gets another chance. Just don't drink this wine. Again, wine is like he just takes it again. He takes his wine and goodbye. And he has to search, and he goes through all this. He's like, there's no, this doesn't exist. This is part of the problem, the same thoughts. Where the Yitzhara says, you can never, ever, you're never going to get it there anyway. We don't realize that's what Nelson says. It's the opposite. Every time you hold on and yearn, you got there already. It's not a matter of getting there. Every second, if I'm yearning to get what I need to get to do what I need to do, no matter what where I am, up, look, down, wherever I am, if I'm yearning now, this instant, I got there. I did get there. But how do you show that? Do you know Shas? Do you, I don't know, daven for 3 hours a day? Did you do a 6 hour Zvodos? So how do you show that? Yeah, I don't have to show that. So that's just a fact of life. That's how Hashem made the world. That every second, if I just hold on to this instance right now, you're here now. You're here right now. I want to remember you. I want to connect to you. Today, this second, one good breath, one whatever it may be. So I'm like, this time is that rega. You hit yourself in that rega. That rega is held on. That rega is, it has been preserved. You hold on to that rega. Don't let the bilbulim. So, for instance, he's beset upon this worry. He has this problem. He has that problem. He has serious problems on all fronts. Why should that bother him? Why should that hold him back from serving Hashem? There was, I forgot who it was. He was a very close student of Rabbi Yashiv. I forgot his name. He was a Tohen. He knew Choshen Mishpat very well, and he worked in the court system here. And he was close to Rabbi Yashiv. So Rabbi Yashiv saw him. He said, you look like you're taking things to heart. I don't think your job is for you, because if you can't be like me, where to me, it's just like a button. it's outside me. It's like this. I don't let things get to me because that's going to hold me up, and that's not what Hashem wanted. So this is what you should care, you should do, but that's it. You're out of the court, finished. Whatever it is, I don't care. I need to learn. Dead to the world. If not, I can't. And learning also means doing this photo of this. Connect to Hashem. Walking down the street, instead of thinking, I don't know what, let's think about Hashem. Think about trying to plan the next day, plan the rest of the day, having a good day. I mean, connect to Hashem, bring Hashem into my life, into other people's life. It's up to me, it's up to us. Whatever we want to do, let's totally have completely free choice. We can do whatever we want. We can pick up the whole world, or we can pull it down. Nassim brings the Kaal, the Ari talks about the beginning of, there was a Bechina, where everything was empty of godliness, whatever that means. It's a very long, even the little we know is a long discussion, and we don't know anything anyway. And came in a ray of godliness, the ray of the light of Ein Sof, a boundless light came in, and imbued this empty space, as it were, with godliness. So what that comes out, what Nassim says, the Ramchal says this idea, is that we need to go into the outside, where it seems to be empty of godliness, and shine godliness in. We need to be going to shining and yearning and connecting and bringing people up. That's our job. So if we're not doing that, it's time to start. Just start. Start. Make a beginning. So that's the first step. Number one, knowing the incredible kindness that Hashem's done for me and does for me all the time. It's all kindness, it's all chesed. I have to prepare myself. I have to get ready. Please help me prepare for you. That's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to prepare. That's what Rav also brings. You know, we have these things we need to do. We have things we need to refrain from doing. That's to help us connect and bring the light into our life. That's what it's for. That's what Hashem wants. It's like a king. He says, come to my suda, but you have to prepare. You need to come to the meal. There's a whole situation there. You have to know how to dress, how to be, how to act. Prepare yourself. So that's what we're doing here. We're preparing ourselves. We're staying away from certain things. We're doing other things. And that's all preparing to connect to Hashem. Preparing to be one with Hashem. That's what it is. That's what it's for.
Aren't we also now preparing for Mashiach?
We definitely are. But every one of us has a part of Mashiach. That's what Nathan says, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, who causes to flourish the horn or the I don't know how you say Keren Yeshua, the horn of Yeshua, put it like of deliverance or salvation. There's a better way than the horn. There's a better way to say it. It brings salvation, in short. It brings, sprouts salvation. That's the basic idea. The beginnings of salvation until there's salvation will come in. That's this idea of this Keren Yeshua. So Nathan says every person, what he does is Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. Every mitzvah we do is part of this process of causing Yeshua to flourish. Every good thing we do, it's all taken, it's all part of it. That's why that particular bracha is the Shevet God. The Shevet of God, which is Eliyahu Navi had a shach to God, because that's what we find. Because that's this element, Eliyahu HaNavi. We bring Eliyahu HaNavi in the world by every mitzvah, every good thing we do. And that's going to bring Mashiach. That's what there's something called Gula Pratis. We need a private Gula too. And that's how we bring Mashiach. That's the best way to bring Mashiach. You know, Nassim says, everyone knows we don't want a freebie, right? We have a problem. Freebie is no good. We don't want a handout. A handout, no one feels good about getting a handout. I don't want a, it's not kishmak. It's not fun. So, what do I do? How do I avoid that? He said, you need to know that if you have your son or your daughter doesn't feel like they're getting a handout. So why not? It's because they're part of you. They're part of your family unit. And that's what's normal, maybe. There is a certain point when they do, like, there is a certain point when not. But when you're a worker, for example, when you work for someone, so then it's like you're their servant, and v'chinas eved, so they feel like, I don't want to get a free gift from you. I feel beholden to you. A child is anyway beholden. It's just the way things are, and accepting is more palatable, it's more easy than a person who's just a stranger. So Rav Nachman says, we have to get to a place where we're able to connect to Hashem and do what we're supposed to do, so it shouldn't be a free handout. It should be that Hashem is giving it to us in a merit, or in a way that's going to be pleasant and good. And that's really, so doing tshuva, a person does tshuva, that helps him get there. So doing tshuva, overcoming, I'm willing to overcome, I'm going to work very hard to overcome the things holding me back. I've got things that are holding me back, especially a person fell, a person works on his bechira, choosing what's good, choosing what's right. And that effort, Hashem said, makes as if it's our truth and our right. Rav Hutner points that also based on the Maral, that's why according to Rish Lakish, about tshuva is higher than tzaddik. And it says that about tshuva is like he brought voluntary offerings. So he says, how do you bring voluntary offerings? I broke something. Now I fix it. I did a voluntary. I did something for you. I break your car window and I fix it. I mean, do I expect you to thank me? Oh, thank you so much for the car window. I mean, like, I broke something. I fixed it. That's all. What's the big deal? That's Rav Yochanan's view. But Rish Lakish, and that's how we hold us. And Ram Paskin says, no, but truth is higher. Because Hashem makes it as if it was already broken and you didn't do it. He separates because of your difficult efforts you have to make because it's so hard. He says, if you did it just of your own volition, just to be a good guy, even though that's not what happened. That's not what happened. Hashem, as if it's so. That's what we're asking Hashem. Hashem, please have mercy in mishpat. Brings in judgment mercy. The way it said, it should be exactly calibrated. Should be precisely the way it's supposed to be. Because there's no person really doing for Hashem. Who's doing for Hashem? Everything we have, Hashem gives us. Every breath we have, Hashem gives us. It's another very simple way of remembering. Trying to remember. I want to connect to you. This instant. Just remember your breath from Hashem. The Medrash says, "Kol ha'neshama tehalel kol." The Medrash says, "Al kol neshim neshim." On every breath, we have to just thank Hashem. Thank you for this breath. So, if we're living that way, everything is wonderful. Rav Nassim says a very beautiful thing about this Medrash. He says, "We say it twice, and the end of the Halukah is because then you thank Hashem that you thanked Him for the last breath. Thank you now that I thank you for the last breath. Kol neshama, kol neshama again. Thank you that I was able to thank you for the last breath." That's really what it comes down to, trying to remember every second, every instant. And that's really what Emunah is. Emunah is Simcha. That's what Nassim says. Emunah is Simcha. He says, that's why the Zohar says that you have like this, Shema and Echad. Right? You have a big Ayin in Shema and a big Dalet in Echad. What does that spell? Ein, right? Witness. You're bearing testimony to Emunah. What are the rest of the letters? You have a Shin and a Mem of Shema. Right, and an Aleph and a Ches of Echad. So the Zohar says that spells Esmach, because when you're bearing testimony to Emunah, when you're connected to Emunah, you are happy. That's what Emunah is. If you're not happy because of your Emunah is not really connected to Hashem. Oz v'ched v'mkomo. Strength and joy are in His place. If you're there, if you brought Hashem into your life, you're happy. But that's what Emunah is. Emunah brings happiness, brings joy. So I have to work very, very much on trying to be happy any way I can, focusing on Hashem's kindness. If it's seeing the many, many wondrous good points, when I just Israel, I mean, every 4 cubits, 6 feet, 8 feet, there's another mitzvah say, who knows what the Gemara says, that you're guaranteed a place in the world to come. Rabbi Nachman came to Israel, he took 4 steps, took his 4 cubits, he turned to the person with him, he said, okay, we can go back now. This person was like, but Rebbe, I didn't. He got what he needed to get. But he continued. He needed to go back. He needed to do things. At that point, you couldn't print any books in Eretz Yisrael. Living here was impossible to find a paying job, pretty much. It was basically, everything was impossible. It was very, very difficult. So Nachman knew his place was outside where you could print and do things and move the world. But those 4 kilos are enough. Arizal says wondrous things. What are these 4 cubits? Where are you going? What levels are you accessing? It's fantastic things that happen in these 4 cubits. These little 6 feet, 8 feet. You just have to focus on it. Think about it. Move Dachlo. The Brahma brings you. Don't complain. If you live in Shalayim, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, don't complain, because whatever you're going through wipes the slate clean. That's what it says. What does that mean? So like, you go to McDonald's? No, I can't go to McDonald's. But whatever I'm messing up and doing, I need to work on, you know, On the one hand, changing for the better, but on the other hand, realizing whatever I experience, all of a sudden, go to this office, and that office, go here, go there, the train doesn't come, this happens, that happens, whatever it may be, it's all from Hashem. It's all exactly calibrated, it's all exactly right, it's all what I need in order to be able to stay here and be here. And it's just tremendous kindness. Usually people come here, they would cry their whole life. They would have done anything. They would have laughed at us. Well, you have air conditioning and indoor plumbing, and you're complaining, how could it be? Oh, you don't have air conditioning. Ah, like, so what? You have indoor plumbing, you have running water. So, yeah.
At least we have fans.
Also fans, true. And even if you don't have a fan, it's also not the end of the world. Like I said, it's unbelievable people. They used to live in squalor. You don't have a dirt floor. What, you're rich? You don't have enough time. He didn't want the tiles. Like, only the wealthy people had tiles. Today it's like, what's the big deal? What's the problem? Tiles. My ish. You don't have tiles. It's like not a house. It's a beach.
So it's like we have to like figure out a way that every day is like kiddush for us.
Yes, exactly.
That establishes our relationship with Hashem.
Absolutely. Sanctifying every day. Kiddush should spread out to the rest of the week. Well said. Exactly right. Take the kiddush of Shabbos into the week. And that's every second of struggle. Because there's ups and downs. And it's especially if Nelson says, you show your love for Hashem when you fail and you messed up and you get up right away. But the minute you realize that, okay, I got to get back to it. And not let, no, Benaldim, I don't care. I'm not, again, I care, but I'm not going to let it hold me back. I'm not going to let it drag me down. I'm not going to be stressed out and God forbid get a heart attack for whatever tzaras there are. Even if they're real tzaras, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to do it. There's no reason for doing it. God doesn't want me to do it.
Living here, we're 2 or 3 hours away from the Kotel, or 2 or 3 hours away from any Kibbutz Tzedikim.
It's true.
And you can pour your heart out.
Yes, that's for sure true. Dor HaMelech, you reminded me, I'm so much wanting to go to Dor HaMelech, and it's so hard. I live right here, and I just don't make it. I love it there. Oy, Shem Yazor, Hashem Ho, that's Hashem. We'll get there. It's definitely true. You have so many opportunities, so many strengths. We don't even understand what we have and how much of a gift we have. What is this value? What is the value of this gift? We have no idea. We don't know what we have. We have to start appreciating it. Say, no, I want today, here we are, today is Monday. I want Monday to shine. Monday, I want to have good thoughts. I want to come to Hashem. And if I fall, I will start right back again. I want to get angry.
Wasn't there a Sonic who fasted 40 days to see the diamonds in the street?
I think I heard such a thing. I did hear something. I forgot who it was. I don't remember who it was. We need to be able to see the light, that's for sure. And at least to believe. Rav Nelson said, if you don't see it, at least believe it. You don't have to, if you're not on the level to see it, but don't disconnect yourself from it. This is the way things are. This is the facts. I don't see it, so what? To really appreciate being here and appreciate all the good. And try to connect to the essence of Eretz Yisrael, because it's a big job. It's also Bechina Shabbos. Eretz Yisrael and Shabbos are one Bechina. And it's not so easy. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz would say, if you want to connect to the essence of Eretz Yisrael, he would say about the Kotel, I think. If you go to the Kotel, if you go to the Kotel, Mincha is the same Mincha. He said, how can it be? He said, because to connect to what's happening at the Kotel, you need to spend a half hour thinking about it. He's a learning Mutzah, but he's not thinking about it, working on it, connecting it to what you're doing, where you're going. So Rav Ovadia would say it's the same thing as Eretz Yisrael. Connected to the essence of Eretz Yisrael is also like, you have to spend time thinking about it, focusing on it. It doesn't just happen. Kedusha is Hazmana. If you want Kiddush, right, if you want holiness, you have to prepare yourself for it. It doesn't happen on its own. It can't happen on its own. That's the Zohar says. It's not just get it for nothing. That's the preciousness of it is I have to work on it. So working on it has to do, it consists of units of 1 second each or so. Of like, I want to connect to Hashem right now. I'm yearning. I wake up my yearning. I wake up my desire. I'm going to try to change. Not to get angry today. Today I don't have to get angry. One day, what's the deal? I can do it. One day, not getting angry. One day, just trying to focus my brothers. One day, trying to connect to Hashem, whatever I can. Try to act like what I really am. I want to be a slave of Hashem. I want to be an Eved Hashem. You know, and I act in a way sometimes when I'm involved in spiritual things. I don't know, I'm in a rush. That's not appropriate. How can I be in a rush? That's not what one does. If you're under someone, if you're with the king, and you're a slave of the king, and you're right there, what's your rush? He said, no, I'm just rushing. He said, no, you shouldn't be rushing. It's not proper. It's not appropriate. So we have to be able to rely on Hashem's kindness, rely on Hashem. Hashem's going to do it. He's going to take care of me, but also not use it as a cop-out. So I don't have to do anything. It's all Hashem. So no, not a cop. You have to do your best, but also rely on Hashem's kindness. And say, Hashem's going to take care of everything. I can't. I'm just going to prepare myself, do my best, prepare for that meal, that suited, and that's it.
But then all of a sudden, you get all these miracles happening.
Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable miracles. We just have to hold on. We have to know, but to remember those miracles. So just like they happened before, they're going to happen again. This takes time. Okay, I'm just waiting. I'm just going to keep waiting for Hashem to help and to send these miracles. Send what needs to be sent. I'm not going to worry. I have to know that the suffering is part of what that's what I need. Thank you. Don't ask me why, but thank you. Okay, whatever the reasons are. That's what I need. Okay. it's pleasant, it's not pleasant, I know why, I don't know why, I know this, I don't know that, I know that. It all doesn't make a difference. I just cannot be taken. I can't let the scorpion bite me with the crazy, crazy thoughts, because I will go crazy. That's what Rasa said. He said, if you're going to let those thoughts take you over, my friend, you are going to go crazy. You can literally lose your mind. And at least for a little time, you lose your mind. So how am I supposed to learn? What? I learn. I'm so beset upon. Well, what's the big deal? Okay, it's over. That's it. It's whatever time at night, 10 o'clock, it's 1 in the afternoon. What was finished. Something's going to be. So it'll be. What's the big deal? That's in the future. Right now, I can't focus on Hashem. Why not? Why not to get pressured? Why not to get so upset? Why not to get worried? Who said this little scorpion likes to bite me? Okay, the Seder, very good. I have to overcome it.
I mean, it's not like you're being fired upon by rockets every 15 minutes.
Even if you are, even then, and especially if you're not, you have to appreciate it for sure. But even if you are, I need to try to connect to Hashem every second, this instant. I mean, there were people who were holding by it. Yeah, the Brisker Rav decided. I don't know if I told the story. One time they came, I forgot who it was, came to Brisker Rav, asked Makasha in a Rambam, a Shver, this difficult Rambam. So he told him and had a beautiful answer. So he turned to his son, he said, tell them what I told you this answer. So he said, they were shelling World War I, World War II, I guess. Shelling World War II, we were running away, like running under a bridge, like this bomb's going off. We're holding on to the bridge, hoping it won't break. My father's like thinking. And he says, you know, I think I have an explanation of the Rambam. This is when he told me this answer. People were just holding and learning to such an extent that nothing to say to them. It's really there. So for us, at least, I don't know if we can think about a Rambam. Maybe we can, maybe we can't. But at least right now, like a Muna, bringing Hashem into the world, it's not so hard. It's not meant to be so difficult. It's not impossible. Wow, you have to really, I don't know what. Lo yiba shamayim hi. Right? The lesson says, lo yiba shamayim hi leimor. So it's not in heaven. You say, who will go up to heaven to help us, to bring it to us? The lesson says, that means you have to do big things to connect to Hashem. If it was to the Shemaim, we'd have to go there. So, but that's not what it is. You're just a little every second, every instant. Just take the second, take the instant, and wait. And hold on. Connect to Hashem and focus on Hashem. And that second, that's your refuge. That's your bomb shelter. This wrath, I was taking you in this place of wrath. I don't know what it is. This happened, yell that, or whatever it may be. It doesn't make a difference. That happened, the other thing happened, you're honked. I don't know what exactly it was. The person's taken for a second out of his focus. It's hard for him to get back to it. Protect yourself, secure yourself in that regard. Connect for that instant, that second, I want to connect to you. This second, that's it. Nothing more, no more. I don't have any other plans. Just right now, I want to connect to you. I want to learn Torah. I want to be who I have to be. But I want to learn how to connect to Hashem every second. That every second is very precious. This second is precious. Not to let go of it. Not to forget about it. This second, this instant is precious. I don't have to think about what will be later. I don't have to think about what was from now. Just each and every second. And that's what the Rebbe told the Nasi. He said, if you want to be a master, you want to be a diligent student, you want to learn with diligence, he said, the way to do it is to realize that every line is the way you build diligence. You have one line, then another line, another line, another line, until suddenly you learn it a lot. And Rashi writes in the beginning of the Kutalach, he said, when you see a long drush, don't get confused. Don't say, why, how will I ever finish this? He said, that's what young people tend to do. They get very, very, very confused. He said, no, just take it one line at a time, a little bit at a time. So eventually you'll get through it, and then it's all clear. And stop. Move forward to the next one. That's how you get the same thing in spiritual things. You want to do something spiritual, I want to do something spiritual. I want to have a day when I'm connected to Hashem. So on the one hand, first of all, know it's hard, it's a big, big goal. But I also have to realize that every second is already very, very precious and very valuable. Every instant, every second. And that I'm going to fight. I'm really going to fight. And that every blow I strike is Matzmech Ken Yeshua. Every blow I strike is bringing Yeshua, bringing Hashem, bringing Mashiach. And that's the map. There's no surprises. No surprise. No surprises. There'll be barriers. That's just the way it is. The roadmap is filled with barriers. That's just not to be unexpected. On the contrary, if there's no barriers, you have to wonder. That's the story of the Chaim Shmulevitz. The story of the Rebbe in the mirror, and he said, "How's it going? It's already 2 years. Are you adjusting or what?" He said, "Everything was great. Name menuchos, easy. Chavrus said it's all perfect." So he looked at him. He said, "There's something wrong with this picture. Either you're fooling yourself, and you're not really as great as you think. Or your Torah, there's something about the quality of your Torah which is off. And that's why it's so easy. Because it never, ever is all easy. All rose petals, something's wrong with this picture. Not good. Some things don't want the spiritual. When it's hard, that's when you have to know that you're doing it right, and it's precious, but hold on to every second until you overcome the difficulties. I guess that's good for today, Be'ez Hashem. A little bit of this, Be'ez Hashem. Tomorrow, Rav Dror is here at 12.